everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Twenty-two minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Hole Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline is my guy, the one and only Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, my man, it is always great to catch up with you on this pro. It's great to catch up with you anytime, but when people can listen to us talk, I think that's even better.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. It's always good to talk with you as well. And, you know, I'm looking to start my week out the right way on this Monday, so talking to you is the exact way I want to do that, starting out the right way. Thank you.
That's what I figured. That's why I shot you a text. I thought you might have needed, you know, a little pick-me-up here with the yes. Rockies losing three in a row. But this is – listen, Jerry, it's weird. At the beginning of the season, I was kind of like, just wait. The Rockies are going to crumble, blah, blah, blah. Even though they've lost three in a row, there's still a part of me. I keep refreshing the wild card race here. I keep looking at it. I'm following it. There's just a part of me deep down that thinks maybe we're going to get closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. I mean, I think they're poised to make a run the second half. And you know, every time I'm optimistic, I just get absolutely ripped on social media. But I'm going to say it anyway. And there's nothing wrong with being optimistic in life. No. Especially, I think, when you follow a team, you're the play-by-play guy for a team. You want them to win. You're pulling for them. It's more fun when you – it's always fun, but it's more fun when you win. So I'm hoping they make a playoff run here. I think they're poised to do that. I know these last three games have been tough. Two of those games could have easily gone the other way, and you could be 2-1 in this series and have a chance to go 3-1 tonight. But that's part of baseball. It doesn't always work the way you think it's going to within a game, like we've seen two of these three. But you got Chris Bryant back in the lineup. He had a home run yesterday. You got a pitching staff that's healthy right now. Starting rotation looks good. They're a little deeper than they have been. I just think their schedule's tough, but I think they're poised to make some kind of run, and they might not. They might just fall apart. Who knows that? But I think they have a chance to be good in the second half and maybe make it interesting with that wild card spot.
And it's such a rough way to end, especially yesterday's game. Chris Bryant, as you said, he's been on fire. I mean, he's kind of the guy as advertised here for the Rockies, and now that he's getting healthier, but a rough way for him and the Rockies to end that one last night.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know, you don't think you're going to lose a game on a check swing,
right,
but on a 2-0 pitch, but that's what happened. And Alex Colomé had been so solid. I mean, he'd been really good this year in that eighth inning until yesterday, and then he got touched up, I think, after two outs, right? Two outs and nobody on, and
yeah,
they scored the run. So it's a little fluky, a little bit of bad luck, but at the same time, I found out, Brady, what happens over the course of 162 games. Those kinds of things even out. And the Rockies will get a couple wins down the road in the second half. They probably weren't entitled to win, just like the Brewers probably weren't in these two of these three games. So it all seems to even out, and right now the luck is – there's a lot of luck there, but it's mostly bad luck for the Rockies.
Yeah, and again, we talk about the pitching last night. I mean, the Rocks just kept coming back, and I really liked that with the offensive side. I mean, they were lighting those bats up, Jerry, but again, the pitching just wasn't there. Starting pitching, at the end of the day, we just got to see that bat. I mean, we're dipping into the bullpen so early in some of these games, especially last night. Chad Kuhl just didn't have it. So you're obviously looking at that. When you look at those kind of numbers, Jerry, those stats and everything with the pitching staff, especially through this Milwaukee series, what do you think? I mean, do you think we're going to see much better out of these guys collectively, a little bit better, or are you looking at it going, uh-oh, we better try to find a way to score 8 to 10 runs every single game from here on out?
It just seems like to me, that's a great question, it seems like to me that this starting rotation just has to get more consistent in the second half. And if you look at the history, you look at guys like Marquez and Freeland and Sensatella and Gomber and some others, and Urena now, their history has been their steady pitchers, and that's what they have not been through this first two-thirds of the season. They've just been up and down. Kyle Freeland had a bad start last time out. He's there tonight. Hopefully that evens out. He comes back a little bit. Chad Poole's probably been the best pitcher. He got roughed up last night. Urania had three great starts, and he fell apart a little bit in here in Milwaukee. So you're just looking for more consistency, and you have to believe, I do anyway, that it's going to come because the track record these guys have. None of them are over the hill. None of them are aging. They're all in their prime physically. So I just think the second half, the schedule's tough. There are more road games and home games, and we got the Dodgers coming up for four. The schedule is tough, but at the same time, I think if that starting rotation gets more consistent, and like you said, gets that sixth and seventh inning more consistently, then you're going to win games. There's no getting around that, but that's the key for this team right now. The offense is going to be better in the second half with Chris Bryant. There's no getting around that, and guys like Diaz are starting to hit a little bit. So, and Charlie Blackman's had a great last 2 months. So I think the offense will be fine. You just have to be more consistent with your pitching staff.
Yeah, no question about it. And like you said, the schedule's coming up. It's pretty tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I keep refreshing the wild card standings. And you have St. Louis there with that third spot holding it down, 51-46. And the Rocks are 43-53. So I know and I get it. I understand the negative side. I've gone there as well. But it's hard for me to say, sell off everybody, start from scratch. Because here we are, July 25th. I don't think any of those naysayers today thought we'd even be talking about the Rockies, seven games behind St. Louis at this point, or whatever that is, six games. I don't think anybody thought that we'd be at least late July saying the Rockies are one crazy run away from making this thing interesting.
Yeah, I'm still with you on that. And, you know, a lot of people don't see it that way, and I get that, just like you do, Brady. And they're like, oh, this team isn't any good. They'll never threaten for a division championship. Well, that's certainly not going to happen this year. They're not going to catch the Dodgers. We understand that. But I'm telling you, if you look at the track record of the wild card in both leagues, ever since that wild card was introduced, they've done damage. They've won World Series. They provided their home team fans with incredible memories. So to say, hey, I don't want to make the wild card because it's just it's a joke because you're making – no, I don't see it that way. Mm-mm. You're going to be a wild card team. You're a wild card team. You're a playoff team. You're a postseason contender. And in baseball, anything can happen. This is not like football where the Chiefs go into Jacksonville and you know they're going to win. But in baseball, if your best team goes on the road to the worst team, that worst team might beat them. So – and like I guess anything can happen in wild card, so I'm pulling for them to get there, and I'm with you, Brady. I think they have a fighting chance. They're on the outside looking in right now, and it's a challenge, but it certainly is not impossible.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. We'll get to hear Jerry on KFKA on a regular basis talking Rockies, and I know we'll be talking UNC Bears basketball down the road. Can't get enough of Jerry, that's for sure. Jerry, I'll tell you this. I've never been the guy, whether it's NFL, like you just mentioned, you made a comparison to the NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever. If the playoffs are in sight, and if you're looking at the standings, the wild card is in sight, and you'd be naive not to say it's at least in sight, then I'm not one of those guys that says throw it all away because it's just going to set up a bad precedent, whatever. If you can get into the postseason, who knows what can happen. Now, if we were talking the Rocks are 20 games out of this, then okay, maybe we're overhauling this thing, and I understand that for sure. But if you can see the playoffs late July, I'm still of the mindset, go for it. See how close you can get.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. And exactly what the Rockies are hoping to do and intend to do is to get back in the race and not be sellers at the trade deadline. They've never been that way anyway. But, no, I'm with you. And that's the nature of baseball, like we've been talking about, Brady. If you can make that playoff, anything can happen. You just don't know how things are going to turn. And, you know, a starting pitcher that might win 20 games that you're facing might have a bad day, might not have as good command that day or something. So anything can happen in baseball. And I think if you have a shot to make the playoffs, you've got to go for it. More teams don't make the playoffs than do. And if you can make the postseason, and it hasn't happened many times in Rockies history, you've got to go for it. And like I said, you never know what could happen once you get in that playoffs. Hey, look at the Marlins. They have two World Series championships. They're wild card teams both times. And, you know, the Rockies have never done that, never won a World Series. So I'm hoping. I guess I'm being a little selfish because playoff baseball is just absolutely incredible to me. NBA playoff basketball I thought was pretty neat to be in, but to be in the postseason of baseball is even more fun. So I'm being a little selfish, but I want this Rockies team to win.
Well, for you personally, getting right back in the swing of things with the Rockies, hey, let's go that first season back, Jerry. Let's just get into the wild card spot,
yeah,
man. Let's make this fun. Now, on that note, what do you see the Rockies, you know, doing anything interesting here before the trade deadline? I have seen some crazy things, like basically sell off your whole pitching staff, and then I'm thinking, well, that's not going to work. If you're struggling anyway, it can't get any worse. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that as far as what the Rockies might do before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they did much at all. I think if they're not in contention, Brady, they probably might think about trading a bullpen piece. I think a guy like Alex Colome would probably be attractive to somebody, just a bullpen piece, not as a closer, even an eighth inning guy, but a solid, experienced veteran reliever. That's what teams are looking for down the stretch in a playoff hunt. They're looking for bullpen pieces. Unless their shortstop gets hurt and he's out for the year, you would have interest in a guy like Iglesias. But otherwise, I don't think the Rockies do much. Now, if they're in contention and they feel like they're a piece or two away, they're going to make a move. I mean, Dick Monfort has made that very clear. Says, you know, we're maxed out at a budget right now, but if it came time to where we think we could make the playoffs or be a better playoff team by making a trade, we'll do that, and I'll put the money back in. So they're in a situation where I think if they're not in contention, they do very little. If they are, they probably make a move or two.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. And I was thinking too, Jerry, on the pitching side of things. You know, Tyler Kinley, how much has he missed at this point in time? I mean, he was rolling, and then the injury hits. And we talked about it. I think with you, Jerry, thinking, man, that one might come back to really hurt as we progress throughout the season.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think about a game like last night or yesterday, Brady, where you get Tyler Kinley in that eighth inning and you probably have a completely different game and you win that thing. So not that Alex Colome has not pitched well, because he has. He's been very solid in that bullpen. ERA is, I think, before last night, under 3. It's like 2.70. So you can count on a guy like that. But games like last night happen at times. But to get to your point, Tyler Kinley is badly missed. It was one of the best 1-2 combinations in baseball, with he in the eighth inning and Bard in the ninth. I mean, there was, you look around baseball, there's very few that have a better situation than that. Maybe the Brewers, the Yankees probably do, but other few teams had that. So to take half that away is really going to hurt. And what you hope is you get guys step up and take that spot. And until last night, Colome had done a really good job doing that.
Well, now we'll set our sights toward tonight, see if the Rockies can salvage something out of this four-game series. Kyle Freeland, Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the last time we saw Freeland out, it was a really frustrating outing, to the point where he was having a tough time in the dugout, man. I mean, he was really upset.
Yeah.
He does show some fire, which I really like on that side of it. But what do you see, and I know we're not quite in the second half, we're a little beyond the second half portion of the season, but what would you like to see really from Kyle Freeland as we do get down the stretch?
Yeah, you're right. Last time out against that game against, I think, San Diego, he rearranged the dugout a little bit with a bat. But I think you're just looking for consistency with Kyle. And for him, that fastball command is so important to set up the off-speed pitch. He's got a great slider and a changeup. And if he can get fastball command, sink that ball in the lower end of the strike zone and get ahead of hitters, he's really good. He gets on, you've seen him, he gets on these rolls where he is really tough to hit, and he gets a lot of weak contact and ground balls. Not going to get a bunch of strikeouts, but when he is on, you're going to get a lot of weak contact. So that's what you're looking for tonight, that he bounces back after that tough game in San Diego. He had a lot of time to think about it. You know, it's basically a week and a half since he has pitched. So hopefully physically he's ready. I think mentally he'd be ready as well. And I really think we'll see a good start from him tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, like I said, salvage something here. Chicago's up next. And then, like you said, you got a four-game series at home, though, against the Dodgers. So the Rockies have fared pretty well against the Dodgers this year. So
yeah,
you know, most of the time I'd look at that and say, uh-oh, by August 1st, maybe they're way out of this thing. But the way they've went up against the Dodgers, even with Kershaw, even with this wonderful staff that they have, the Rocks have managed pretty well. I don't even know. Are they leading the season series still against the Dodgers?
They are. Yeah. I think it's 7-6 or something like that at this point. But yeah, they've pretty much taken care of business at home against the Dodgers. So you had a four-game series. You know, Dodgers are the big bad Dodgers. They're talented, but certainly the Rockies would have confidence against them, especially at home. They just seem to play well against L.A., beginning with that first series this year.
Well, Jared, what time do you guys get rocking and rolling tonight? We'll be looking forward to the call.
5:30 Mountain Time. We'll get started with Rockies on Deck.
All right, my man. Love listening to you guys. Just keep up the amazing work. And speaking of amazing, how about Amazing Americans? I know I have just heard so many compliments from that program over and over again. Folks love the fact that we air that up here in Northern Colorado every single weekend. You just have not necessarily a better guest, but just another compelling story that you think, man, I didn't think they could get much more interesting than this, but you keep finding them.
Oh, I appreciate that, Brady. Yeah, this past weekend, Jason Benetti, who's got cerebral palsy, the TV voice of the White Sox, I'll actually have a chance to meet him in person tomorrow when we have the two-game series against the White Sox. But he told his story about overcoming all that, all the physical restraints he's had in his life to kind of get the top of the broadcast profession. And a really interesting one coming up this weekend, Nicole Hensley is from Denver, and she was a complete hockey unknown. Had one Division I scholarship, a small school in St. Louis, and she ended up bursting on the national scene when she saved, I know you and I are not big hockey guys, but you got to be impressed by this. She saved 90 shots in one game in college. She saved 90 out of 92 shots, set an NCAA record, broke the record by like 18 saves or something like that. So she bursts on the national scene and makes the Olympic team. She's a two-time Olympian as a backup goalie for the U.S. women. So her story's incredible, overcame two different concussions. But basically this unknown goalie from Denver who's made it big time, a two-time Olympian, great story. She's extremely articulate. So that's coming up this weekend.
I love that. I'm looking forward to that one, Jerry. I still say this, and the other sports I'm a little bit more well-versed on, but I think playing goalie pretty much at any level, it seems like next to impossible to me. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't know how to swing a golf club, so I think that's terrible as well. But playing goalie, I can't fathom that.
Oh, I can't either. I have so much respect for those guys. And we get some really good insight. You know, she talks about what it takes to be a good goalie and, you know, how she developed and all that. So not just about her inspirational story, but really about hockey, too. And you kind of grab onto the love affair she has with that game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Jerry, my man, always appreciate you. I'm looking forward to catching up. Whenever your schedule finally frees up, I'm looking, you know, hopefully it frees up a little bit later than we want it to, though, like maybe mid-October or something like that.
Sounds good. We got to get together. I think you owe me a beer.
I think it's my turn. I'm pretty sure it's my turn. So, yes, I can't right. I can't wait for that. But like I said, let's go later rather than sooner just for the sake of the Rockies at this point. We'll always have time to catch up.
Sounds good. Let's make it November.
You know what? Might as well. While we're wishing for things, we might as well go all the way in.
Let's do it.
All right, Jerry. Appreciate you, man. There he is, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, also host of Amazing Americans, which airs here every single weekend on KFKA. Jerry is one of those guys, man. I always tell stories about Jerry. I've only known him personally for a very short time, but in that time, just so impressed. His body of work is second to none. But he literally is the nicest man I've ever met in my life. And I've met a lot of nice people. Jade, you're a pretty nice guy, too. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.